Time now for Where's Art with Annie Dugan. Annie's the gal with the lowdown on the information. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. And if you hear something barking in the background, it's a 90-pound Great Pyrenees dog.
And that's a good thing, of course.
And he wants to tell us about art as well. He's a big art aficionado.
Well, and he is, as he should be. As he should be.
Well, so Wednesday this week is a really, really special show. John Steffel, who is an artist as well as an arts curator. He was the director of the Duluth Art Institute for quite some time and is the current curator at North Shore Bank of Commerce. And if you think North Shore Bank of Commerce has a curator, they have been doing an amazing job of supporting the local art scene for quite some time under the direction of Larry Johnson, who is retiring, but has just he has been a supporter. He has encouraged artists. He has done exhibitions at the bank. He really sees the value of art in our community as a way to tell the voice and tell the story of our area. And so Larry Johnson and John have just had this phenomenal partnership for quite some time. And this show is called Voyages. And it's sort of it with Larry retiring and John moving on, it is a sort of a bittersweet exhibition of some of the star artists that they've supported in the past. People like Richard and Karin Grushala, Adu Gindi. I love that Adu Gindi is coming back in town for this. Sarah Brocky, Karen Savage Blue, Kit Chi. It's a wonderful exhibition of mostly painters, which I think is really fun to see the painting expertise that we have in our area. It's 5 to 7 on Wednesday, and at 5:45 there'll be an unveiling. Scott Murphy, who I'm just a huge fan of. He's a painter and a muralist in town. He did the beautiful mural of the library, the spines of all the books going around, but, you know, in sort of huge scale. He has done a portrait of Larry Johnson that'll be unveiled, and I'm really excited. It's a really neat fitting tribute because Larry was one of the supporters of Scott when he first was getting started. So it's really, I think, going to be a fun one. So that's 5 to 7 Wednesday. Thursday, I'm talking about the Northeast Minnesota Book Awards because every year the Northeast Minnesota Book Awards happen, and there's an art and photography category. And there are a lot of art books that come out that really, art books are just this wonderful way of taking a little piece of the gallery and a little piece of the exhibition with you. And so they have a certain feel, they have a certain weight. They just have this wonderful, like you sort of have, I mean, at least for me, I almost have a little bit of a ritual when I look through art books. You sit in a special place, you know, you have your beverage, it's a nice beverage, but you don't put it too close to the book. And there's 3 really fabulous ones that are getting honored. Glenn Sheen, The Official Guide, is coming out. It's by Tony Durkins, but it has these beautiful photographs by Dennis O'Hara. And it shows off, you know, Glenn Sheen has this phenomenal history of art in our community. Clara and Chester were art collectors, art patrons, and they were the people that got the Art Institute started. So I think it's fitting that they have a photography book that is fitting of the mansion that it is. In and out of context, Tim White. He had an exhibition of this book at the Duluth Art Institute. This is 21 Northland writers that he pairs with 21 of his photographs. And it is, I think it's a complete statement in and of itself. It started as a book and then turned into an exhibition. And the book itself is an exceptional look at how those two things can talk to each other. It's not really that the photographs were illustrating the work. It was that there was sort of this wonderful conversation between the two of them. And then Jeffrey Larson, Domestic Spaces. Jeffrey is the amazing artist behind the Great Lakes Arts Academy that recently opened. And his work is, it's in the realist style, and it's just, it's absolutely stunning, and the publication, I think, is fitting for the kind of work that he does. So definitely go out and check out the Northeast Minnesota Book Awards this Thursday. And then I want to give a shout out. A couple things happened this weekend that I didn't mention last week, but if you are on Facebook or on the internet, you can see photos of two wonderful arts events that happened. The Smelt Parade. These people have been working for months on doing just a fabulous parade, and it came off, of course, without a hitch. It's just a perfect expression of what community is and what community art can be. So look for lots of silver online when you look up photos from that event. And then the Duluth Art Institute hosted a professional wrestling event. So if you see pictures on Facebook and you think, really, wrestling in an art museum? It did happen, and it was so much fun. Joe Klander, whose exhibition Strongman is still up, and you can see, organized a professional wrestling event that included rubber chickens, it included cowbells, and of course included lots of testosterone. So make sure to check out photos from those two past events as well. And we'll talk to you next week.
Well, my final question, of course, is, was there more cowbell?
More cowbell. There's always need for more cowbell.
That was my question, and thank you for addressing that, Annie. Great to talk with you. We'll talk again in a week, okay?
All right. Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan this morning, the director of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art, right here on KUMD.